brilliantly acrobatic save. Jack has caught it, Shiro!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks pass to DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he gets it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody to another exciting installment of the VAR show with your host who does the most, even when he's making toast, the Ballon d'Or winner of the show, greatest of all time of the show, the one, the only DJ Stones of the show.
Mm.
And with me here is
DJ Sticks, the man who is sticky. When he destroys people, he has no pity. Just like the team he supports, Man City.
Oh
yes.
I hope you guys lose this league. I really do. I hope. And boy, do we have a show for you.
Oh yes.
We got a good show.
Jam-packed.
A damn good show for y'all today.
Damn good show.
Yeah, but before we get into any of the content, let us go enjoy this content. Meaning the music.
Okay.
Yeah, so then you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Let's go.
There's a violent silence deep within.
Introduced.
Yeah. Never planned. Never seen the end.
I need a wireless mic, buddy.
Stop us, like you never got it.
We are back in. We are about to drop it. Like it's hot.
Like it's hot.
Yeah. You know, I'm not boasting, you know.
Oh, okay.
But the greatest team around, Manchester United, just proved how good they are.
Mm.
Why they're the best team in England. Beating one of the hardest teams in the league.
Yeah.
If not the hardest team in the league.
Mm.
Tottenham Hotspurs.
The Conference League.
They've never been made it through the Conference League. You know, sometimes I'm like, it's hard being a United fan, but it could be worse, you know. It could be Arsenal.
Oh.
It could be worse. You could be Tottenham, you know. Like, there was this cologne, right, that did a partnership with the Premier League, right?
Okay.
So you'll get, like, you know those cologne boxes?
Yeah.
And then at the back, it will then show the trophies that they have. So, like, you know, you look at Arsenal's one, it shows FA Cups, Community Shield, you know. You look at Tottenham one, it just has descriptions of the cologne. Because they don't have trophies.
The ingredients.
Oh, my word.
It shall end one day, people.
You know, what's his name? Harry Kane has more trophies than his team. He's won Golden Boot.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
That's the sad part.
That's
the sad part right there.
Ronaldo has more trophies than that whole team combined.
Ronaldo has more trophies than the entire Tottenham team.
So while one star looked great in Manchester United, Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, hat-trick hero. First hat-trick in 14 years for Manchester United.
Whoa, for real? That's history.
That is history.
That's awesome.
You know, and I hope it takes this momentum going into into the UEFA match. Because it's Old Trafford. I think it's Old Trafford.
Old Trafford.
You know, against Atletico Madrid, you know.
With his arch rival, Diego Simeone.
Yeah. Ronaldo needs to hit another three goals. And, you know, this kind of solidifies the argument I had, you know. I keep bringing up with Ronaldo. Like, of course, he's not playing at his peak anymore.
Yeah.
But the other problem, and the problem people are not seeing, is that there was just the lack of creativity. In this game,
there was.
You know, we made opportunities. But it was not just 10 shots. We made a lot of, you know, proper opportunities. You know, yes, there was times where we could have played the ball better. We have not arrived yet, you know.
Okay.
But what I loved was especially our beginning of the first half and I think second part of the second half where United controlled the game. They genuinely controlled the game. Yes, Pogba lost the ball quite some time. Fred and Matic, beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, Fred, when Fred decides he wants to be Brazilian, he plays Brazilian.
Let's go there.
You know, or else he doesn't play as if he plays as if he has no nationality. He's
lost. No nationality.
You know, he has no identity in how he plays. You know, normally, like, oh, that's a Brazilian player. Look how he plays. You know? Vinicius, Neymar, you know, look at those passes they give out. Beautiful, oh, he's a French player, you know. He plays like the entire Africa combined, you know. And then sometimes you go to Fred and you're like, I don't know where this guy's from, man. Let's be honest.
Where are you from, Fred?
I can't complete even one pass. Are you playing football? Are you sure? Are you sure that's your sport? And then there's other times like yesterday's game where he's throwing out passes and you're like, guys, is that Bruno or Fred?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? You know? What's going on?
Bruno Fernandes.
Cristiano Fred. Fernando. But like overall, you know, obviously again, if I have to criticize that game, I'll go straight to the midfield, go straight to our one defender, you know.
Tottenham's best player.
Varane, you know. Varane, our only defender in the game. We need to start playing with more defenders, you know. Name me one other team plays with one centre-back.
I don't think it's a proper formation.
Yeah.
I think you should change it.
In fact, you know, every time we play like this, we play in a disadvantage. Because people are playing 11, no, people are playing 12, and then we play 10.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Why would we go into a match playing 10, you know? And then we put one of their strikers next to our defender, you know? And then this striker keeps playing for them, Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
I don't understand why, you know?
No, look, yesterday he had a starting game for Tottenham.
Yes.
You have to give it to him.
You know, it was he had a very good goal, you know? I think that was Tottenham's best goal, you know?
This season.
This season, no.
Yeah,
no. And he beat De Gea that way.
Yeah.
Oh my word. Right. Even after, you know, De Gea's like Harry Maguire was the toughest opponent he's ever had.
Mm.
You know?
True.
It's a fact.
No, no, it's facts. No, I mean.
No other person can pull off a perfect no look defending.
Yee.
No look. You know, you have a no look pass.
Yeah.
No look shot.
Yeah.
No look free kick.
Let's go.
No look penalty. He does a no look defending.
No look defending.
Like no look De Jong. That was a dumb joke.
Oh!
That was a very dumb joke.
You heard it first in the VR show, people.
Yes, anyway, back to serious things.
Mm-hmm.
So while Ronaldo was shining this week,
we
cannot say the same for Lionel Messi.
Mm.
As PSG,
that's not fair though.
Is taken out.
That's not fair though.
Of UEFA Champions League.
That
Paris Saint Bottles. You know, because they bottle everything.
Oh!
Are out of UEFA Champions League.
As a football fan, you know, there's just some games that you can't. You know, like these things happen.
Yeah.
You know, no one could have seen the Benzema magic. There's no way.
Yeah.
And the way it happened, it's. We should just be grateful that we were there. We watched it happen. That's
you know,
I can say.
If Ronaldo pulls off a stunner against Atleti, he's going to be in the quarterfinals.
He will.
You know, and you guys are going to be in the still in the round of 16s.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hope.
Because we're out.
Mm. I hope, right? I hope we beat Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
And then we get either Benfica or Ajax in the next round.
Okay, why not Madrid?
Whoa.
Okay, fine.
And then it's Madrid versus City.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Madrid wins.
Why?
Right. Wait, hear me, right? And then Liverpool versus Bayern Munich.
That's harsh.
Right, and then Bayern Munich wins.
That's very harsh.
Yes.
That's harsh on Liverpool.
And then Chelsea versus Juventus.
That's very harsh as well.
And Juventus wins.
Very harsh on Chelsea. Yeah.
And then we have Juventus versus Liverpool. And then Man City. And then Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich. Then Real Madrid beats Bayern Munich. Right?
Mm.
And then Juventus beats Liverpool. Getting revenge for Inter Milan. Right?
Okay. Serie A.
Yeah. And then we have Juventus playing Man United.
Man United.
And then Bayern Munich versus Real Madrid, right? And then you have Juventus versus Man United semi-finals.
Mm.
Then United wins against Juventus.
They beat Juventus.
And then Real Madrid wins against Bayern Munich or Liverpool, whoever I put in the semi-finals.
And then the final is Man United versus Madrid.
Yes. And then Madrid goes off form again. Because, you know, they're not constant. And we win UEFA Champions League.
But now Madrid can't lose a final.
Ah, no, they can. Ronaldo can't lose a final.
Oh!
Let's speak facts here.
Turn the tables.
Let's speak facts here.
Turn the tables. Well,
when last did he lose a UEFA Champions League finals?
When he faced Messi.
No, they won.
Five finals
in UEFA. Right? 5 victories.
With Madrid?
No, no, in his career.
No! He lost 2.
Which 2?
Against Messi.
When?
He lost 1. Wait, he lost 1 against Messi. I remember it. They were wearing white. I remember. The first one that they met, it was in 2-0. Was in 09, I think. He lost 1.
Because when United, I don't know if he was in the United squad that played.
He was!
Oh, okay. He's okay. Out of 6, he's lost 1.
Yes, lost 1.
Out of 6 UEFA Champions League finals, he's lost 1.
Messi's never lost a UEFA Champions League final.
Messi's only been in like 1 or 2 UEFA Champions League finals.
3!
Yeah, how many did he win?
He won all 3. It's fine. Better percentage.
100%.
But the point is, Man City's taking the UEFA. Next segment.
No, I think like PSG, you know, you guys are just going to bottle it at the end.
No, we won't. What do you think went wrong with PSG? Because the first half, they started the first half so well. Mbappe scored 2 goals, 1 was just allowed.
I think PSG got comfortable. PSG lacks proper hierarchy, you know. The problem with having, and it's a problem we kind of also starting to have in United, where you have a lot of stars. It's hard to set up a proper hierarchy because, you know, everyone wants to play and everyone demands to play. And, you know, like in PSG, in the attacking three, who do you put on bench? What type of hierarchy can you actually set up in that squad?
Yeah.
Who's their captain? Marquinhos. Who's their biggest player there?
Messi.
Not even Messi. Let's go Mbappe.
Okay, Mbappe right now.
Yeah, like we're saying Mbappe, right?
Mbappe right now is their biggest player.
What are the chances that a Mbappe is going to listen to Marquinhos? How much? You know, you look at the team, right? You look at a Liverpool, right? You look at the Liverpool game against Inter.
Yeah.
You could actually see the difference when Henderson came on. Now, obviously, there was a lot of controversy around that whole game, you know. I, for one, watched the game and I wasn't happy at that the second yellow card given to Alexis Sanchez. And from that point on, the coach knew they lost that game. There's no way they're going to come back.
Yeah.
So he started playing just to either get a win or a draw at least and reserved some players, right?
Mm.
But when Henderson came in, that Liverpool had a whole lot more structure. You could see him, like, even when he didn't have the ball, you could see him, you know, taking charge of his team. And there was an interview with Trent Alexander-Arnold and a guy called Niren. He does a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And the way Trent speaks about Robbie, you know, Rob Henderson, Robbo. I mean, they call him Robbo, right? You can see that this guy has charge,
influence.
In the English team, the English squad, what made the English squad so great? Even though they had a lot of star talent on there, what makes it so great? There's hierarchy.
Yeah.
You know? Even if Henderson isn't captain, right? He brings order to their team.
Yeah. He's vice captain there.
He's vice captain. Who's captain again?
Kane.
The players there will listen to Kane.
Yeah.
Because he's experienced. You know, he has the authority.
He does.
You know, and you look at PSG, that doesn't exist.
Make Ramos captain, man.
You know, and that's the issue here. That's the issue with teams like them, you know, whereby they can't, and it's why they're going to bottle against teams that are properly structured.
That makes sense.
The Bayern Munich team that won the UEFA Champions League shouldn't have beaten PSG. They actually struggled to beat PSG.
They did.
But what did they have that PSG didn't have? That's structure.
The structure.
Yeah. They had structure. They were composed.
When they were losing, they carry on playing the same.
Yeah, they knew what they were going to do.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. That's why.
Because your captain needs to be like your coach on the pitch.
I saw with that UEFA game, the final, because I think in the build up towards the final, you know, PSG was just destroying teams and stuff like that. But in the final, I think they sort of like shrunk in a way. They were playing emotional football. There was no structure, like you say. They were all over the place.
There's no commander in the team.
When they miss chances, it's you know, the players look down.
Mm.
There was no person to say, guys, come on, guys.
No leader. And yesterday, you look, who was captain? I mean, not yesterday. Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Tuesday or Wednesday? Mm. When Real Madrid played, who was the captain?
Benzema.
What did he do?
He fought.
With power. He had spirit. He had the spirit that, because think about a player like Vinicius. He needs to run. He needs to spread his wing and he needs to run. That's how he plays. He needs to run down your wing and give you problems. The whole of first half, he's locked down. He's barely making runs. Anytime he gets the ball, he has immediate pressure. He has to release the ball. He's not playing himself.
Yeah.
That can bring a player down because you feel like you can't, and you're already losing.
You feel like you're useless, basically.
You feel like you're basically useless that first half.
Yeah.
But you now see Benzema just caught, like, because the first half, Madrid were, I'm like, these guys are not going to win. Because PSG was showing them their number. They were on them.
Mbappe was hot
again. You know, it's like, this is the equivalent of what happened first leg.
Yeah.
And Mbappe eventually scores. But if you look at Benzema, he's constantly trying. He's constantly
pressure,
going.
Pressure,
and then you
pressure.
Start seeing Vinicius now finally, you know, pushing, and he finally gets to start making his runs. You know, he's drawing in fouls.
And then you see, because now if Benzema now is not taking charge, this is what's now beautiful about this Madrid team. Their midfield is so experienced, they're going to do it. So you see Modric taking charge, you see Kroos, And that's what PSG basically lacks. You know, you can buy a lot of good players. You can buy a lot of good players. But you need to still get a leader in your team. Mm. Why was Ajax so deadly? Why is Ajax so deadly? You have players like Blind.
Yeah, leader.
Leaders, you know, when De Ligt was still there. He was a presence on the pitch. Mm. I listened to an interview he had. Basically, after they won the Eredivisie. So he's there with the fans and, you know, he's saying his things.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And literally, so you're listening to this guy speak and he's like, nobody thought that we were going to make it to UEFA.
Hmm.
Nobody thought we were going to make it far in UEFA. He's like, and sadly, we did not get to the finals, but we proved to everyone what Ajax is made of.
Hmm.
And he's speaking this speech and you're like,
yes, the day.
This guy is 19.
Yeah.
What the hell? This guy is 19. Where he has so much confidence.
Hmm.
You know? And that's why Ajax is as good as they are. They build leaders.
Yeah.
They don't just make fancy talent. They're not just buying fancy talent. You look at United. What's United lacking? Leadership. There's no proper leadership in that team.
Yeah.
Maguire is... you know, people wonder why he's in the starting lineup and he's the captain.
Mm. You can't have that.
You can't actually have that.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Mm. Now, I'm not saying make your star player your captain. That's also dumb.
Yeah. That
but what we lack is a player like Scott McTominay. If he puts in more... Okay, puts in a lot of work. If he can just solidify himself and not get injured and be consistent, he'd be a perfect United captain. He has heart for days. He's a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He's a flippin' fighter. I'm even one of the people who criticize his playing style.
Yeah.
But he's a fighter. He's the type of player you want to fit in your team.
Spirit. Resilience. Doesn't give up.
You know, and you listen to how he speaks after his interviews.
Mm.
And you're like, flippin' hell, that guy can lead. He can lead that locker room.
By himself.
But yeah.
Mm. Mm. PSG, eh?
You know, you look at Real Madrid when Ronaldo was there. He wasn't captain. He was their best player. He wasn't captain though. You know?
Yeah.
I think captain was who? Ramos.
Ramos.
And how was Ramos?
Yeah.
And I remember watching this video of a Real Madrid training session and I think Vasquez does something dumb. I think either blasts the ball to someone or he does like they're playing, you know, those passes in the circle.
Yeah.
And immediately, everyone else is laughing. You see Ramos scolding him. And he's like, he's a bit like, you know, like, hey, I shouldn't have done that. And that's what it takes.
Proper stuff.
That's what it actually takes.
For the badge.
You know?
For the badge.
And hence why Madrid is where they are.
They have that leadership.
You look at Manchester City. They have leadership. They have structure.
Fernandinho.
You know, you have Fernandinho. You have De Bruyne.
De Bruyne, yeah.
When both of them are not in and they play Zinchenko, that game they played Zinchenko in it.
Mm.
You know, they have the ability to control their team. Not just the game, but their team. They can bark orders as if they're the coach.
Yeah.
And that's why Man City is as good as they are. You go to Liverpool this season.
Mm-hmm.
Henderson and Van Dijk. You feel their presence when they're in the game. It's to the point that Liverpool can be winning. They bring Hendo into the game, right? And you still feel like, wow, that's a huge change.
Ooh, hey,
like, wow.
Ooh,
you know? Ooh. Whoa, hey, yo. And that's the thing. Speaking about Premier League clubs, the main topic, the closing topic. Chelsea. Chelsea is in a bit of an interesting one, eh?
Hey, nice predicament.
So basically, the owner of Chelsea Football Club, Abramovich,
mm-hmm.
is a Russian oligarch, right? That's not shocking. It's not like, oh my gosh, now he's a Russian. Yeah, but you know. And basically, he's one of the people who enabled Putin to lead Russia.
Mm.
And now to put pressure on Putin, they've now sanctioned oligarchs. So one of the oligarchs who got sanctioned was
Chelsea's owner.
Mm. So what's happened now is that he's forced to sell off assets, including Chelsea Football Club.
The club itself. Yeah.
Because I think one of the fears he had was either the government taking over it, or what's happened this past week, where the sanction now went on to, they froze all his assets, meaning that Chelsea's bank account, as in the club's bank account, was frozen.
What?
So literally the day before, they could afford Declan Rice. The next day, they couldn't afford a bowl of rice.
Because,
you know, they can't use their card.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, Thomas Tuchel, when asked about the situation, he's like, as long as there is a kit on their body and there's petrol in their van, it's like they're going to play this season as if there's nothing wrong. And I was like, that's good heart, you know. That's good heart.
So does that include now salaries?
You know, everything got Chelsea Football Club's account got frozen. They can't do anything. Well, now there was an agreement that happened between them and the government, which gives them until next week Friday
to sell.
This Friday, actually. Not next week.
Yeah, this Friday.
This Friday, actually.
To sell the club,
to find a buyer.
Whoa.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting time at Chelsea.
Come on, man. The club just comes from a two-year transfer ban. Was it two seasons ago?
Yeah.
And then now here we go again.
And now this is going to impact players big time. And I'm not even speaking about the big names, you know, the Lukakus and stuff. This is going to affect academy players who get paid.
Yeah.
This is going to affect them big time.
This is hectic.
And the first team is going to get affected by this because this is drama happening in their doorstep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, he doesn't want to just sell the club to anyone. Hence why it's taken some time. Because he genuinely likes the football club. Yeah. He genuinely likes it.
He has a passion for the club.
Yeah.
Which is cool, though.
Very cool. It's rare to see that in owners.
I'm certain any other owner would have just left it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is it from us. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
The jam-packed show.
We're signing out.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Jam Pack Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook
at /ActiveFM.
We'll be right back. Just be with me.